This is CliffCentral.com.
So many things to talk about, so many things to get to. We've got some news on the way. Leanne actually has a story about Samuel L. Jackson.
He's furious.
I love when Sam. Isn't Samuel L. Jackson always a little bit furious?
Yeah.
You don't want to get onto his bad side, right?
That is it. I have had it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane.
Yeah. Your Samuel L. Jackson sounded a little Al Sharpton-esque there.
Sorry. Now he's taken to Instagram.
Oh.
Why is he crossed this time?
Because the movie poster for Spider-Man Far From Home had a huge gaffe. So there's a guy called Nick Fury. So yes. Forgive me because I don't understand
Nick
this
Fury
stuff.
Nick Fury is the guy from the Marvel Universe. He's got the patch on the eye. Yes, Samuel L. Jackson plays him.
Right. Yeah. So he was in this poster sporting his trademark eye patch on the wrong eye.
Oh, no. So this is enough to send Samuel L. Jackson into a rant.
Jackson has been featured in a majority of these Marvel Cinematic Universe films wearing an eye patch over his left eye, but the poster switched things up by featuring a right eye patch for him. And he said on Instagram, what in the actual, and then in capitals, fuck is going on here?
Oh, he is furious.
And then he hashtagged left eye motherfucker.
Motherfucker is his favorite curse word.
It's the greatest. He's so good at it.
But he spelled it MUTHAFUKKAH. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Really? Don't they do that all the time in movie posters? They flip things around?
Yeah, they've messed things about all the time. But I mean, with such a massive franchise like this, one would have thought that someone would have picked it up.
So he's apparently demanding answers. That's the last that I heard of it.
Do you remember that situation? It's one of my favorite clips to watch, is where Samuel L. Jackson gets into an interview, and then the news anchor thinks he's Lawrence Fishburne.
Yes.
And then Samuel L. Jackson corrects him, but he goes
so
on.
It's so awkward.
Oh, no. So great. Oh. I love this.
I tell you what, you working for Marvel, the Super Bowl commercial, did you get a lot of reaction to that Super Bowl commercial?
What Super Bowl commercial?
Oh, you know what? I've been my mistake.
You're as crazy as the people on Twitter.
Right.
I'm not Lawrence Fishburne.
That's my fault. Oh, I know that. That was my fault. My mistake. You know what?
We don't all look alike.
Flavia, you're exactly
right. We may be all black and famous.
You
but
are
we all
guilty.
Don't look alike.
I am guilty. I am guilty.
He thought you were Bob Dylan.
Right.
You're the entertainment reporter.
I know.
You're the entertainment reporter for this station.
Flog.
And you don't know the difference between me and Lawrence Fishburne.
My mistake. I apologize. Really, my big mistake. Let's talk about.
That must be a very short line for your job.
I'll say. It probably would not be hard to get another person to sit right here. Let's talk about RoboCop.
Oh, hell no.
Really? Really?
I apologize.
I'm the other guy.
But
I'm the other guy. The other one.
Oh,
what's in your wallet?
Right.
Yeah.
That's
it.
That's exactly right.
There's more than one black guy doing a commercial.
There it is. No question about that.
I'm the what's in your wallet black guy.
Okay.
He's the car black guy.
There it is.
Morgan Freeman is the other credit card black guy. You only hear his voice, though, so you probably won't confuse him with Lawrence Fishburne.
You're 100% right. To RoboCop,
if I were that guy, I'd just kill myself. I would walk off the set and just kill myself.
Mm-mm.
Samuel L. Jackson, he's not letting go, huh?
No.
Anyway, he's not backing down.
So the guy who got this poster wrong is going to get flames for the rest of his life. I love that he just doesn't, he doesn't let people off easily.
He also, in his Instagram, used the hashtag heads gone roll.
Heads gone roll, yeah.
See, but someone in a professional setting, since, you know, acting is his work, wouldn't you have rather just gone to your bosses quietly and been like, hey, there's an issue with the promo poster here?
No.
Say it out loud.
No,
yeah, because Samuel
right
doesn't
on.
Care about anything. Mm-mm.
Take him right on.
Oh, no.
I suppose it's a media opportunity as well.
Well,
to get mad about it.
At least you got to admit that Samuel L. Jackson does what he says. He says what he means.
Yeah, he does, certainly does.
Now, we've been talking with Coronation and a bunch of things around that in the last couple of days. And our theme is really about small talk. Yesterday we spoke about all those things people say that they don't really mean in the office. And the sayings that people just co-opt into their normal communication that aren't really true for what they're trying to communicate.
Yeah.
And I thought about some others. I know you guys have been too, and we got some really good ideas and suggestions off of social media yesterday. If you want to add in yours, you can send them to hashtag Let's Be Honest, either at clipcentral.com on Twitter or anywhere else. You can also send us a voice note, by the way, 079-748-2090. But what I'm talking about is examples like, and this is one I thought of yesterday, when you absolutely disagree with someone and then you say to them, that's one way of looking at it.
But aren't you just saving yourself from World War III when you say something like that?
I hate that. Please don't say that to me ever. That's one way of looking at it.
And especially don't say it in a bit of an argument.
Please don't do that. And when someone is not really listening to you and you've come up with something that you're quite proud of and then they go, that's really interesting. And then they followed up with something else. What they mean is that it's not interesting. They hate it.
Interesting is a word that's just used incorrectly in general. And people don't mean what they say when they say interesting.
So you're right.
That's interesting.
I do interviews here with people sometimes, and I have to stop myself from going, wow, that's so interesting. Because
you have
not.
To. There was a movie, I'll remember the name later, where the kids, there were millions of kids, they were banned from using the word interesting when they were describing things. Mm-hmm. They were forced to use another word because there has to be a different way of describing something. Instead of just going, that's interesting.
Well, on the other side of the scale, I use interesting in interviews as a clutch because sometimes you don't know what else to say.
Yeah, well, then you shouldn't be talking to that person. Clearly they're boring you to
when
death.
When someone comes in and they're a musician and they say, I've worked so hard on this and it's my great new song, you listen to it and you go, well, that is interesting.
But these kinds of things often happen in meetings. I mean, I've had clients in here and ad agencies, and we'll be talking to them, and obviously they don't like the idea that we're proposing, or we don't like the idea they're proposing, and someone says, that's interesting, but... Mm. Or they say this. They go, that's brave. Well, you know they don't mean...
What
wow.
are you really mean, trying to say there?
They mean Samuel L. Jackson, like, what's going on here?
Yeah. They don't mean, oh, well, you're so courageous, and that's a terrific idea. We can't wait to propose that to somebody.
They mean it's too much.
Mm-hmm.
Relook at it. Are you sure you want to do that?
No, but if they said that would be fine, because you'd get the gist.
Yeah, that's what they mean.
That's brave.
Wow, that's brave of you.
Because you could interpret that as a compliment.
Or not, like if you put on an outfit, and you go, how do I look? That's brave.
Yeah. Then you know it's not.
You do not want to hear that.
And when people say, can I give you some advice? Well, first of all, just offer the advice. I hate when people set up a question with a question.
Because I'm very, very tempted to say no.
Mm. Can I ask you something?
No.
Just ask something.
Mm.
Like you've already wasted a whole minute just trying to get to the question.
Get to the point.
Yeah.
Can I say something? Well, just say it.
Correct. And in this case, can I give you some advice? Well, what someone's going to do if they say that is they're going to tell you that what you're doing is wrong and here's how you should do it.
Here's what you should do.
That is not what I want to hear. You're at work and someone creeps over your shoulder like, well, actually, can I give you some advice?
Ooh. So let's be aware of these things. The whole reason that we're doing this discussion over the next few days, and we've been busy with it since Thursday last week, is because it suddenly occurred to me that people are not using words properly and they're not formulating their thoughts properly before they leave their heads. And then we end up miscommunicating and we end up misunderstanding each other, and that just leads to all kinds of trouble. And if we observe our language a little more critically and we're careful about what we say and we think about the words before they leave our mouths, we might make less of these faux pas. And some of it's just a social nicety.
As it's not small talk and you're filling up time and you're waiting.
Some of it doesn't have real consequence, but some of it absolutely can. And we don't always say what we mean. If you think about it, can you really trust people to tell you exactly how it is when you hear things every day that aren't true? Mm. Now, Coronation, which is an authorized financial services provider, they're obviously all about how trust is earned and how trust is built one word at a time. So let's just be honest. If you can think of any more examples, like I was giving you just now, things that people say but they don't mean, send us a voice note, send us a WhatsApp, connect with us on social media, hashtag Let's Be Honest, and we'll include them for tomorrow. If you missed anything, you'll find all the podcasts on cliffcentral.com. Do it today. Join in the conversation.
Start your day with New Healthfield's Organic Vegan Muesli.
Well, at least two of the seven ingredients are organic.
Healthfield's Organic Vegan Muesli gives you the boost you need to rise above your challenging day.
That would be the massive energy spike from the sugar disguised as modified cornstarch.
It's difficult to trust nowadays. At Coronation, we believe that without honesty, there can be no trust. That's why when it comes to investing your money, we take everything into account, the seen and unseen. Ask your financial advisor about Coronation or visit our website for more information. Coronation. Trust is earned. Coronation is an authorized FSP.
All right, it's just after 8 o'clock. 7 o'clock, sorry. Mm-hmm. Just sent the shock of hell through people.
You're late.
What's up? What's up?
Nothing, what?
No, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. You're just looking at me strangely.
Oh, sorry. I do that at times.
By the way, everybody, this is Gugu. Gugu is now part of our team. He joined us just the other day. I'm thinking we made a mistake by hiring him. But
I don't think so, Gareth. I've been performing quite
Why
well.
Why is your microphone so low? Is it just move it around a little bit. Let me just see if it's connected properly. Ah, there we go.
How's it sound now?
Much better.
Yeah, there you go.
See, you're obviously not a sound engineer.
For once, it doesn't have a comeback.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right, very good. Okay, so that's Gugu, everybody. He's there to take your calls and put you through to us, and he produces part of the show with Sia, so this is his new gig, and he's going to be helping us with a whole bunch of new excellent podcast series, which we are launching. Shortly, yes. Lots of exciting things going on. Thank you, Gugu. All right, so let's get straight into the news. Leanne has a story about the biggest number. Will we ever run out of numbers? Because you know they teach you when you're at school. You can start at zero, and you can go positive, as many numbers as you want, all the way to infinity.
Mm.
And you can go from zero into the negative, all the way to infinity.
So what's the biggest number that you can think of?
779,369,570.
My biggest number is billions and billions and billions.
Yeah. So is it a billion? Is it a trillion? What comes after that?
Quadrillion. Yeah.
Sextillion. Well, that's a bit further up. Tredecillion. There we go. Tredecillion. You get something called a Google.
Google is from, Google, which is a huge number. How many zeros is that again?
Well, it's even followed by a Googleplex.
How do you spell that?
G-O-O-G-O-L.
I've got, I can name a bigger number than all of those.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, all I have to do is go 10 to the power of 9,576. Then that's 9,756 zeros.
Oh, my head is starting to hurt.
That's how I win.
Or is it not infinity plus one?
Oh, God. Oh, I hate you.
But infinity plus one still equals infinity, right? What about infinity to the power of infinity?
See how proud she was that. infinity to the power of infinity.
Still
infinity. Sure.
Mm.
And the problem is that infinity isn't a number.
No.
It's a concept.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what the symbol is? It's like an 8 on its side.
Oh, goodness. Mm. I see it on every single Tom, Dick, and Jabulani now. And the infinity symbol tattooed on their wrist.
Mm. Oh, is that where people are putting it? Oh.
Yeah.
Tattoos?
I love you forever. Oh, it's infinity.
God. All right. So what's the problem with this? Are we never going to reach a bigger number than this makeup concept of infinity?
The problem is that it started with the ancient Greeks.
Yeah. Damn those Greeks.
And no one actually knows how where it's going to end. Or are we going to run out of phrases? Or are we just wasting our time even thinking about this?
Yeah, because I wonder in what context you need such big numbers like this in.
Exactly.
Well, I don't know. A Googleplex is a one followed by a Google of zeros, where a Google is one followed by 100 zeros. Jesus, that's a lot.
Yeah, it's very difficult to conceptualize.
That is huge. That's a big, big-ass number.
If it was, you know, a paycheck.
But so what? Numbers just carry on and on and on. They just keep going and going and going. There's no upper limit.
Mm.
So I don't know why we need to be worried. We're not going to run out of numbers. We're going to run out of space to write the numbers. Some douchebags are going to run out of space to tattoo the number.
Yeah.
Good.
And people actually spend a lot of time on just this, and then they die.
Did you ever try to figure out what everything on your calculator, that scientific calculator at school that you had?
Yeah.
Did you ever spend time trying to figure out what all of those things were?
No, because I was the idiot who was trying to write words on my calculator.
Like
did you
boobs.
Ever try that? Yes. You could do boobs. You could do boobless. You could do lawless. I was honestly like the retarded clown. Like, look what I wrote.
I actually remember reading my calculator manual.
Yeah, I was such a nerd. I actually looked up what all of these things. Some of them were.
We couldn't Google this stuff.
Some of them were price calculations that you'd only use if you studied economics and university. There was sine, tan, cos.
Yeah, there were those little Casios, right?
Yeah.
And it came with a tiny book of 1,000 pages, a little manual.
I loved that thing. I wonder if I've still got mine.
I do.
You do?
So, but when I start it, though, when I turn it on, it's blank, and I just have to hit it and then the zero kind of fizzles on.
I remember my scientific calculator. I
loved
remember that
it had
thing.
A cover, and you could hide notes in there.
Yes. That's right. Crib notes for tests.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I love that scientific calculator. I learned how to use it.
I don't remember.
So proud of myself.
Stuff.
Are we going to Skype? All right, let's go to Skype. Apparently there's someone on there. Hey, what's up?
A little manual.
Hello.
I've still got mine.
Hello.
You do?
So, but when I start...
I'm listening to myself. Hello. All right. Well, let's just let's give this person a few minutes to get their act together. Everybody, just take a moment to relax a little bit. We'll pretend we're in an elevator, stuck in an elevator. All right. Person is there yet? Hello. Okay. Well, we'll give that one up.
Well, I'll tell you, someone who did almost give up
is
a woman who took a normal flight on Air Canada.
Yes.
I find this story fascinating. Blows my mind. Uh-huh. So she took a flight from Quebec to Toronto. Toronto's her home. She was heading home. So she takes the last flight at night. And wakes up on the plane, alone, in the dark, and realizes everybody has disembarked except for her. She slept right through the landing, and no stewardess or host or whatever they're called.
They didn't see her?
They didn't see her.
And she was sleeping on an empty plane in the dark. God, I would have been freaked out.
It was after midnight. Oh. She quickly picked up her phone and texted a friend and said... Like, I'm stuck on a plane. They then started like a Facebook chat, and then her phone died. It was pitch black. She had to feel her way to the front of the plane. She managed to get into the cockpit.
Wow.
And she found a torch.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So found the torch. She then, this is like a long time in process.
Yeah, you've condensed the story.
Yeah. She used the torch to locate the handles that open up the airplane door. pushed the door open and obviously realized she was like 40 feet off of the ground.
Yeah.
So she couldn't just jump out of the plane.
She's stuck in this plane. What, had they parked it in a hangar or something?
Just on the tarmac.
Wow.
So she tried everything. She tried flashing the torch. She even put her arm out of the plane and shone it onto the white of the plane, thinking that that reflection might be seen. And then finally, a baggage handler came on one of those silly little cars, and she managed to get his attention.
Hmm.
He went and got one of those cars with the even sillier ladders.
Yeah.
And she managed to get down on that.
She must have been pleased to disembark. And her bag was probably still going round and round on the carousel. You know how that happens. I always see those. There's always one bag that gets left that just goes round and round and round on those carousels. And what airline was she on?
Air Canada.
Air Canada. Is that, you know the Air Canada song?
No.
No, please educate us.
Air Canada, our home on board the plane. It's where we sleep when the air hostess doesn't wake us up. We got on board, we were exhausted. We slept the whole way there. And on the other side, everyone got off and left us in our chair. Air Canada. Air Canada. I had to crawl to the cockpit and steal a torch. There you go.
I see how this could happen, though.
What a lot of bullshit.
Do you?
Hey, Elson, what's up?
Hey, Gareth.
I'm glad you figured out how to use your phone.
Man, it's like we get our internet from fucking China, just like everything else in this country.
Zimbabwe, right?
Nope, Zambia.
Okay, oh yeah, you're on the other side. I met a woman from Zambia the other night. She was very nice. She recognized me from television or something.
Oh, really, did she?
Mm.
Oh, okay.
Mm.
Well, but you haven't been on TV for a while, though.
Exactly. I was amazed. I said to her, when last did you update your DSTV software? Anyway, what's up?
Now, I'm calling to a rant and rave about my fucking government again. I'm sure you heard in the news yesterday that these assholes have banned all foreign currency in Zim, and it's back to the Zim dollar again. The same shit that we thought we escaped from, and yesterday, it's the same shit that was reintroduced. How the hell do we catch a break?
You know, I think it's just time that people live without governments in Africa, because I think the best time for us was before there was any state at all. People just lived in tribes. We would war with each other if we needed to, but otherwise we'd live in peace. We'd have resources from nature. We'd run around.
We'd walk around naked.
Walk around naked or in skins or whatever. But the minute we decided to implement this idea of the state, everything went backward. So I'm sorry, is this for real, though? Can they force everyone to go back to using the Zim dollar?
Well, they have yesterday. I mean, it starts by the government telling shops to not accept anything other than the Zim dollar.
Yeah, like the shops are going to. What it's going to do is create two separate economies, like there have always been. There'll be the one where people are paying dollars under the counter.
Absolutely.
And the one above the counter where they'll pretend monopoly money, Zimbabwe dollars.
More than anything, it's going to create shortages, because you cannot force me as a shop owner to accept this worthless piece of shit. I'll say, fuck that. I'm not going to sell shit then.
Exactly.
Right. And from what I heard yesterday, most pharmacies are already removing the crucial drugs which they buy using foreign currency from the shelves.
No.
Because if they accept the Zim dollar, they're going to run a loss. Now imagine somebody whose father is diabetic now.
Let's sing the Zimbabwean anthem. We just sang the Canadian one. You want to sing the Zimbabwean anthem with me?
Shit. I haven't sang for a while. Just put me on the spot there.
Don't you appreciate the instrumental?
Is this the Zimbabwean
anthem?
Wait,
what are you doing? Oh, man, get the fuck out of here.
What a stupid country.
It's
really,
the bongo drums
it's just
away.
Such an embarrassing. You know when Donald...
My mum was born there.
Everybody got upset and called Donald Trump such a...
That was my bra strap.
Was that Leanne's bra strap?
That was so loud.
Like she, sounded like she was playing the bongo drums. Hey, Elson.
Yeah.
You know when Donald Trump called all these countries shithole countries?
Mm-hmm.
He was right.
I see where you're going with this. Look, I love my country still. I just feel like...
Well, you're a moron, because it's just, a stupid, stupid, embarrassing country. I mean, if I came from Zimbabwe, I'd be embarrassed.
Nah, well, it's a shithole country. Well, you guys had Zuma for a while.
Call it, what it,
worse than us.
Call it what it is. It's a shithole country.
Nah, it's a shit government. The country's beautiful.
Shithole
it's a terrible
country,
government is what
you.
It is.
Oh, well, you say you love it as in you. It's home. You
big...
Yeah, yeah.
Toilet
yeah,
bowl.
There you go.
You're just
I love
circling
it. I mean,
the, you're circling
I go there
the
every other weekend if
oh,
I can.
Please. I've been to Zimbabwe. I've been to Harare. And it's trying to pretend it's a real country. It's a failed state.
Fuck out of here. Nah, it's a great country. We just had a shit government. There's plenty of states that are like that. The country's great, but then the government is just fucking people over. And it's very easy for people to talk from outside the borders.
You get the government you deserve. How about that?
Oh, you got Zuma. What are you saying about yourselves?
Exactly. I've always said that. We deserve that.
Yeah, well. Well, anyway, yeah, that was my rant for today. I don't know. I hope this shit resolves itself. I saw, well, the exact same shit happened was in Sudan, where the people went into the streets. They protested and... The president was forced out, and the the army that took over, and motherfuckers don't want to leave.
Jeez, why does it have to be so extreme?
All right, Elson, you're depressing me. I'm going to let you go. Bye bye.
Bye.
I don't know what to say to him. Okay, I'm out
That's
of.
That's interesting.
I'm out of steam.
That's yeah. interesting.
I'm out of steam on Zimbabwe. I don't know what
Brave.
To. Like that country is just a. It's a clusterfuck. There's no other way to describe it.
Hmm.
Donald Trump called it a shithole country. He was right. That's what it is. It's a failed state. And we, South Africa, are in no position to criticize them because we're pretty much on the border of that ourselves. Another loser country.
Literally.
Yeah, another loser country.
It's,
get over
it. It's scary. It's scary to think
I'm
of the repercussions.
I don't want to belong to this country. I don't want to belong to any country. Do you know what? I used to be a patriot. I was one of those dumb people who walked around thinking it was special that I was located geographically within the borders of this made-up country. It's made up. It's made up out of pieces of the British Empire and Boer republics and the Zulu nation. And it's just a made-up thing. There's nothing special about being South African. And you're an idiot if you think there is.
What makes you say that?
It's made up. That line that you draw that shows the borders of the country, it's totally fabricated by a bunch of now dead colonial British rulers.
But aren't all countries like that?
Of course they are. So that's my point. It doesn't make us the same in any way. It doesn't make us all part of something at all. It's just
made
up.
We all receive similar education. We have
no, we don't. We've got private and public schools. That's true. We've got Model C. We've got the old Bantu education. We're not. There's nothing that puts us in the same bracket.
But it's just the it's the experience. It's the history that binds us together.
No experience. Nothing. The only thing we do is we use at the moment the same currency, and when that falls apart, like in Zimbabwe, you end up using the U.S. currency, which has value. I'm telling you, this whole thing is just made up. Everybody's got to just let go of this. We talk about things that don't make any sense. This is one.
I hear you, but I'll also disagree.
Nah, all right.
There's something about when, you know...
When the anthem
PJ,
plays, no, you like that?
When
PJ Powers,
stands up,
okay, all right, yeah,
we
PJ
all
Powers,
get
yeah.
a little tingle.
And also,
there's
I know we don't want to talk about sport at the moment, but sporting events that... make you feel united.
Oh, yeah. But there's also something about being in traffic together.
Let's lift Sia's spirits.
Sorry. That's it.
On the people singing dance.
Oh, when she sings a song and you can smell the gin and vodka in her. Beautiful. This is the South Africa I love.
All right, so I take it back.
There's that collective spirit we all have.
All right, that's enough. That's
see,
about as much as we can handle.
That collective spirit we have in traffic, and then someone's window gets smashed by a robber, and they panic because a bag has been stolen. But you know what happens? A couple of meters ahead, someone stops them, probably a taxi driver with a shambok. That's the South African spirit.
You know what? I think you've got to be a global citizen. You've got to be a member of the big family of humanity. This idea of nationalism is dumb. I don't like it. I don't believe in it. You can. You're welcome to. You can believe in anything you want. But the idea that we're all on this planet together is far more compelling. We're all humans. We're all here at the same time in the same place. And the place is Earth. And all these manufactured, made-up borders that humans have put up, just nonsense. And governments that we've created to rule over us, that are actually there meant to serve us, should be put in their place and told what to do, rather than tell us what to do. That's the way I see it. No, it's different to this idea that we're ruled from the top down. These days, I think the power is with us, and we just don't even realize it. And I've got more in common, I think, with someone in Japan who has the same values as I do, than I do with a person who lives next door to me.
Really?
Yeah. And these borders and things, they're all made up. We think it's so important that we belong here or we belong there, and actually, you know what? You belong to humanity. That's
but belonging
the only
truth. Is part
of. You're a citizen of the world.
Yes, exactly. That makes me happy.
As a basic human being, you always aim. You always want to belong, though. We've always wanted to be in tribes.
So
and
look,
we always
look,
want to
look
travel
at Elson.
Together.
Elson lives there across the river in Zambia. He's from Zim, but he doesn't want to live in Zim.
Mm-hmm.
So what? Let him live in Zambia. We speak to Simba regularly. Simba's from Zim originally. He lives in San Diego. Lives wherever he wants. Citizens of the world.
But going back to Elson, look at how he's still conflicted, where all of this turmoil is happening in Zimbabwe, but he still has this feeling of home. Even I think that's what he was trying to articulate.
I'm telling you, he's got to get over that.
We all just want to belong.
He's got to get over that. It's making him unhappy. Listen to how miserable he was. We were having a great conversation about a woman stuck in a plane before he came in and made us miserable. Someone says, Sia, you've got to be fair. PJ Powers has been sober for years. Stop reminding people at every turn.
This is very true.
I'm tarnishing her legacy. How dare I?
This is why I'm not bothering getting sober. People just will never, ever forget.
All right. Hey, talking about tarnishing of legacies, today, the 25th of June, can you believe 10 years of Michael Jackson's death?
Yes, that's right.
Is it 10 years since Michael Jackson died?
Yeah, on this here very day. And also Farrah Fawcett.
Who remembers that she died on the same day? If you die on the same day as Michael Jackson, you don't get any press. Sorry. Michael, you there?
Hello, how are you? I'm very good. I have been in heaven for 10 years, and they still haven't given me a permanent room.
Oh, dear.
That's so rude of people.
But they have told me I'm not allowed near the school of heaven.
Mm.
I'm a sex offender.
Oh, do you think that's fair, Michael?
Well, I don't know, but I really want to help and be useful and helpful and kind to the children, but they won't let me work with children.
Oh.
I don't know why. It seems to me to be very unfair.
Mm.
Especially because there are a lot of children in heaven. It's generally where children go.
I have been up here for 10 years, and my father is still alive on Earth. Don't you think that's unfair?
Yes, I have to agree with you on that.
Very unfair. You know, he used to make us carry the bricks from one side of the yard to the other side of the yard.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we got to the other side with all the bricks, he would say, okay, children, take them back to the other side now.
Mm-hmm.
And we would say, why? We just brought them all the way here. And then he would beat us.
Michael, how's the dispensary in heaven? Are you and Whitney getting to get your dose?
I have a regular prescription, the word, for...
Propofol.
Sometimes it makes me sleepy.
I think he's actually on
something
now.
Yeah, I'm very tired.
Oh.
I'm going to have a nap. I'll speak to you later. Thank you for mentioning my anniversary of my death.
Go ahead.
I love you. Thank you. I love you.
Mm-hmm.
Good night, everybody. Oh, I'm going to have the best sleep ever.
Yeah, it's just...
I'm so sleepy now.
Rather just go for eternal sleep, Michael.
The propofol. fall is kicking in, and it feels good. Oh, I love this. This is fantastic.
It's always good to check in with him.
Yeah.
He's still the same. Hasn't changed one little bit.
No,
10 years in
not at all. 10 years in, and yeah, I think we're all slightly conflicted at this point. Yes, we still do love the music, and we're still getting involved in all of his other scandals.
By the way, how many times is he going to tell that story about carrying the bricks?
I know, he's obsessed.
Look, it's a tough life. It's a tough life. I don't think one just easily gets over that. Well, and in the midst of celebrating this 10-year death of Michael Jackson, people are now trying to shop around a movie about Bubbles, his chimpanzee. This
Bubbles.
Is like a legitimate thing, yes.
What about Bubbles?
A movie in the works about telling the Michael Jackson story through the perspective of his pet chimp.
Oh, wow.
Jeez, they're really flogging this.
I mean, how much more do you want to, like, milk money out of the Michael Jackson name?
Wow.
Netflix has just said no to this movie, so the team behind it are now going around to show somewhere else.
I'm trying to flog it to someone else.
Yeah.
Yes, Bubbles, good morning. Yeah, I know what you mean, and you're trying to get the movie made.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, no, I know. Look, Bubbles, there's nothing I can do. I don't know anyone in Hollywood.
He's getting angry.
All right,
do you remember that story of the woman who had a pet chimp?
Oh, that ripped her face off.
Oh,
see?
Face
it ripped
chimp.
Her friend's face off.
Chimps are, they're beasts, as they are. Mm. So what they're trying to tell with the whole Bubbles thing is they want to be able to tell some of the scandals from inside the Michael Jackson mansion. And never
through the eyes of Bubbles?
Yes. And
I would have if I was a movie executive, I would have laughed at this.
But you see, for me, it kind of gets juicy when they also want to tell the story of how Bubbles nearly committed suicide once.
What?
I want to hear that. I don't know how they said Bubbles was about to commit suicide, but they say in 2003, while the Michael Jackson was going to court, clearly it was also stressful for Bubbles.
Bubbles was going to kill himself because he was upset about Michael going to court. Oh, please. Oh, please. Bubbles is probably thrilled. He's like, oh, get me away from this maniac.
To something, to kill myself. And then there was also a point, has been hush-hush up until now, allegedly, that Bubbles was attacking Michael Jackson's kids.
Oh my gosh. So,
I mean, who wouldn't want to pay for a ticket to watch that, right?
Bubbles, the killer chimp.
Yeah, just spend 90 minutes watching that. A Bubbles movie. Anyway.
It's 10 years, eh? I remember what I was doing when Michael Jackson died. Or when I heard the news about Michael Jackson. Mm-hmm. I was at work.
Yep.
I was at work. We were doing a show, and it came through in the news that Michael Jackson had died in his bed in Neverland.
In
Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
Yes. And he died from a propofol overdose. Dr. Conrad Murray.
You know, of course, there are conspiracy theorists who say that he faked his death that he's still alive.
You know, Elvis are busy riding roller coasters. And
exactly.
I mean, but I'm as morbid as it sounds, I'm not surprised by the way Michael Jackson died. You know, there's something legendary about that. You know, even Marilyn Monroe dying at 35. Mm. You know, it's hard to imagine, like, Marilyn at 80 or Michael Jackson in a wheelchair.
Well,
there's something very rock star about the fact that he died from a drug overdose. And
well, you remember how his friend Elizabeth Taylor went. I mean, she was like a sack of potatoes at the end. She was drooling out of all corners and orifices. I mean, she was a disaster. You remember Elizabeth Taylor at the end?
Yeah.
This was the world's most beautiful woman once.
Glamorous.
She was Cleopatra. Everyone
never put a foot wrong.
She was the most perfect woman that had ever lived, this Elizabeth Taylor. That old bag that you saw at the end was an embarrassment.
Shame.
She was a disaster.
It's going to happen to you.
She looked like a piece of plasticine that had melted in the sun.
Mm. She looked, yes.
Well, I think Michael would have melted before he aged to that extent.
Oh, you could dig him up now, he'll look exactly the same.
Oh, no.
He's still one big Lego piece. That's
a shame. All right. When it comes to cryptocurrency, and what a great week it is for cryptocurrency, Bitcoin is over $11,000 at the moment. And this is all because of Facebook's new Libra that was announced just the other day. Investing in cryptocurrency is always something that people want to talk about, and trust has become a big issue. Yesterday, I spoke to Louis Bass from Revix about the concerns in this space. He provided some insights into what investors should look for in the latest episode of Beyond Bitcoin, which you can find on cliffcentral.com. It's brought to you by Revix. It's a revolutionary new cryptocurrency investment platform which is making it safe and easy for South Africans to invest in crypto. Stay up to date with all things crypto at cliffcentral.com, on the app, or wherever you get your podcasts. So, we're going to have Donald Trump as President of the United States and Boris Johnson as Prime Minister of Britain. A lot of people think this is fantastic. A lot of people think it's the craziest lineup they've seen since a murder mystery.
Well, because Boris isn't mincing his words when it comes to things.
Well, Boris doesn't hold back. Here's Boris refusing to answer questions about the police visiting his house. Boris is just something else. Take a listen. Here he is.
As I do, that there is one subject on everybody's lips today, and they want to know why the police were called to your house in the early hours of Friday morning.
Thank you, Ian, and thank you very much for your kind remarks and your generous introduction, and thank you all, everybody, for coming along to these first and most important hustings that we're going to be having. That's not the most important, be careful what I say. They'll all be important, but these are the first. Ian, listen, I think what people have come here today, seductive interviewer, there you are. I don't think they want to hear about that kind of thing.
What is that kind of thing, Boris?
Why are you skirting the issue here?
Come on, Boris.
Unless I'm wrong. I think what they want to hear, is what my plans are for the country and for our party.
We will come
and,
to that.
And, I know you're going to...
What a strange human being.
He sounds...
And I salute your indefatigability as a journalist. But I'm under the sad obligation of wanting to get my message across to our party.
Well,
about
you've just taken up a minute with that answer, which has told us absolutely nothing.
Mm. Good point.
If the police are called to your home, it makes it everyone's business. You are running for the office of not just leader of the Conservative Party, but Prime Minister.
Therefore,
a lot of people who admire your politics do call into question your character, and I think it is incumbent on you to answer that question.
That's a fair point. And people are entitled to ask about me and my determination, my character, and what I want to do for the country. And let me just tell you that when I make a promise in politics about what I'm going to do, I keep that promise and I deliver. And sometimes I must confess that when I was mayor in London, I even delivered some of the promises of people.
I wish people would just go to the question. We answer it.
Cuts in
with
crime,
respect,
as
you're
I said,
completely avoiding
delivered.
My question.
I've told you I was going to tell the good folk who have come here about... You asked about my character, actually. I'm not avoiding your question. You asked a very great question about my character. And what I'm telling you...
Well, let me put it another way. Does a person's private life have any bearing on their abilities to do the job as Prime Minister?
Promises,
Oh, this is frustrating. I hate this.
He's making it worse by not answering.
He just said, look, the cops came because I got a girl pregnant who's... I don't know, whatever the story is. Maybe I stole a... chalkboard duster from my teacher's blackboard when I was in grade 3.
I mean, the only thing I can pick out is that he has had 4 rows in a week with his girlfriend, apparently.
Oh, did it get physical?
I actually want to Google
this
girlfriend.
They were apparently corrosive arguments.
See, this is the problem, right? If he just answered it and said, look, we had a bit of a domestic dispute. She called the police. I called the police. The details will emerge. We've got to sort this out. It's a domestic problem. Now you wouldn't be Googling.
I am very surprised.
Go on.
At the look of the girlfriend.
Tell me.
Yeah, she's...
For Boris Johnson to bag a blonde-haired beauty?
Yeah, she's very attractive.
Ah, Boris. Boris must be packing.
Boris might be Prime Minister. It's a hell of a girlfriend to have. Let's see if he gets
my
there.
Determination to deliver for people who vote for me. When I say I will... do X. I, generally speaking, deliver X. And it was, broadly speaking, a golden age. I think most people, if I can say, most people would really rather judge my ambitions and my character and my program by what I deliver.
No, what they want to know is...
Oh, his supporters love that.
Just to answer that, it is a very simple question. I think any politician, I shall ask Jeremy Hunt the same question as well. Does a person's private life...
Don't boo! No. Don't boo the great man.
He's insane.
He's totally mad.
Yeah.
It reminds me of when you ask Alan Ford a question.
I'm not saying... All I'm saying is he's...
Yeah. Someone says the way Boris talks is like Damon Calvary. Hey, I heard Damon is not well.
Oh, really?
Oh, no.
Yeah, we must check in on him.
Okay.
I heard he's not well at the moment. Seems like the SABC TV channels consist of 80% clientele and Voltaren ads and 20% normal programming, which really isn't worth watching. Ad agencies are not as creative as in the early 90s. Isn't that true? That's from Leo. Okay, good point, Leo. And then someone else says, I'm with you about Zimbabwe. Going back to its own old systems before colonialism. Clearly, these government systems were brought in by the colonialists, and we can't turn them around. It's not our thing. We have our own ways, and we can only succeed with our own systems. That's from somebody else on the WhatsApp line. And then someone says, have the Kardashians and Mr. West started a cult? I thought they were a cult long ago.
Oh, with their new Sunday services.
What's that all about?
Oh.
They don't call it a church. But they call it a Sunday service. Kanye West
must love that.
Yeah, he leads a choir in the bush. They just all congregate.
They just go into the bush?
Well, now the more I actually try to verbalize more I'm going, sounds a little cultish. No, but it is on one of their properties, and there's this... choir all dressed in these long robes, and they call all of their friends, and they just spend the Sunday morning singing songs.
Is that what they sing? Because then I'm okay with it.
And they're all Kanye West songs remodeled a bit to include a universal message, because they don't call it Christianity.
She a gold digger.
I swear they rework some of his popular songs. I'll find you clips for tomorrow's show. They rework some of his songs to have uplifting
message.
They
got their own little church going? The Kardashian
and Kanye West is the god of the church, right?
Oh, wow.
Well, this is the same man who released an album called Yeezus.
Oh, my word. No, it's a cult. Finished.
That's so great. I imagine all these stupid Kardashians gathering in the garden.
See, they use like terms like praise, we will praise, we will lift up our voices.
They are such nutcases.
No talks of like Jesus or anything.
I admire.
Yeah, because it's Kanye.
I admire the way these Kardashians and Kanye, they're just a publicity machine.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. This past weekend an episode of the new season of their show where they played out what happened to Chloe, and Chloe is the one who everyone says looks like a man.
She wasn't invited to the Met Gala, by the way. Found out that the whole family was invited to the Met Gala except Chloe. So the one sister decided to stay at home with Chloe because she was sad that she wasn't invited.
But bear with me and follow with this chain. Chloe's baby daddy cheated on her for the second time.
Oh, my God.
With the friend of Chloe's half-sister, which is Kylie Jenner. And so that episode played out on Sunday. And 24 hours later, Kylie's best friend released a fashion line. So it's like, of course, it's just all one big publicity machine. It's just another day in the Kardashian life.
Boris wants to come back and try again to answer the question. You want to try one last time? All right, Boris, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Don't boo. No. Don't boo the great man.
When he answers this question, I will move on. No. Does Does a person's private life have any bearing on their ability to discharge the office of Prime Minister?
Well, I've tried to give my answer pretty exhaustively. I think what people want to know is whether I have the determination and the courage to deliver
avoid your question.
The commitments that I'm making, and it will need a lot of grit right now.
So just to be clear, you're not going to make any comment at all on what happened last night?
I think that's pretty obvious from the foregoing.
Oh, my God. Nice. All right, so at the end, he eventually admits he's not going to ask.
Well done to the journalist for pushing on, because I would have felt embarrassed and just stopped asking.
But talking about the Kardashians, can we talk about O.J. Simpson and his new Twitter account that we alluded to a little earlier?
Go on.
Clearly, O.J. being in prison all of these years meant that he was out of the loop when it came to social media and social networks.
Yeah.
Because he's just started a Twitter account a few weeks ago. I've just found it this morning.
Everyone else is leaving Twitter and OJ is getting
on. He's so excited. He is so excited. And just like Ubaba, OJ is now in the spirit of constantly posting videos where he gets to talk about whatever's on his mind. So you even start
very much an old people thing.
Yeah, clearly, because maybe typing isn't their thing or using memes and GIFs is too confusing.
Well, don't
they rather record videos?
They normally get someone to record the video for them. Here's OJ.
Hey, Twitter world, this is yours truly. Now, coming soon to Twitter, you'll get to read all my thoughts and opinions on just about everything.
Including murder.
Now, there's a lot of fake OJ accounts out there. Mm. So this one, at the real OJ32, is the only official one. So this should be a lot of fun. I got a little getting even to do. So God bless. Take care.
I'm going to be coming to your neighborhood with my knife. Setting the record straight. That's what he says.
Does it sound like he's also about to sell you a grill?
Oh, yeah, sure.
At the real OJ32.
Mm-hmm.
Please follow it for your own
world.
Amusement.
You know, for years, people have been able to say whatever they want to say about me with no accountability. But now I get to challenge a lot of that BS and set the record straight. More importantly, I'll be able to talk about everything, especially sports, fantasy football, and even
murder. Maybe if you disagree with me, I will come and stab you in the throat with a knife and then run away in my Bronco. Do you remember OJ? That's why he's famous. It's not because of fantasy football. Oh, and this is funny. I think this is hilarious because this kind of brings the Kardashians and OJ back together again. Remember, Kim Kardashian, her father, Robert Kardashian, was OJ's lawyer. That's how they're connected.
Yep.
All those years ago.
Hello, Twitter world. This is yours truly. You know, this is my first venture into the social media world. And
I am loving it. So far, I have killed nobody.
You know, especially how quickly they can put up counterfeit sites. Anyway, we'll deal with that. My life has always been involved in the sports world, and I suspect as the weeks go on, that's pretty much what we'll be talking about. But once in a while, I'm going to go off topic and talk about something else, and this is one of those times. You know, Bob Kardashian, he's like a brother to me. He's a great guy. He met and married Chris, and they really had a terrific time together when they were together. Unfortunately, that ended.
But when I had an affair with her, and I produced my daughter, Chloe.
That's what he needs to just get on the
and
record.
I want to stress, never in any way, shape, or form had I ever had any interest in Chris, romantically, sexually, and I...
Well, because she was interested in a woman called Caitlin.
Yes.
So great. What a story. Imagine being in the middle of this amazing disaster. The Kardashians, Caitlyn Jenner, O.J. Simpson. What a world, huh?
Never got any indication that she had any interest in me. So all of these stories are just bogus, bad, you know, tasteless. Chloe, like all the girls I'm very proud of, just like I know Bob would be if he was here. But the simple facts of the matter is she's not mine. Now, one of the people who spread this rumor is a guy that the media
Oh, no.
Someone.
Yes. He went to the trouble of actually pointing out that Chloe, she's not mine.
Someone needs to, rip his phone away from him.
Yeah, this could get dangerous.
This is real OJ, by the way.
This is what I predict happening now that he's discovered Twitter and he's on the loose. Mm.
His tagline is, if you don't see it here, I didn't say it.
I think he's going to end up literally drunk tweeting. He'll be up, have a few whiskeys.
When I said to Chris, I said, Chris, if my dick does not fit, you must acquit.
Love to say is my manager. I had one manager in my whole life, Chuck Barnes, when I came out of USC for 3 years. Unfortunately, he died about 45 years ago.
I stabbed him too.
Before he died, I opened my own office with the help of Skip Taft, my lawyer, my two assistants, Marilyn O'Brien, the late Marilyn O'Brien.
And the guy who drove the Bronco.
And Kathy Randa. And I've always managed my own affairs, and I like to think very successfully. Mm-hmm. So when you see these guys like Norm and these guys claim that they're my manager, it's just not true. I may have done a deal here or there.
All right, so there we go. There's OJ.
And very poor quality videos, by the way.
Terrible videos. It hasn't discovered HD. He's still recording on a Nokia 3310.
Yeah, definitely.
It's going to blow his mind to find out there's HD. See, and he's really sounding and looking all of his 71 years old. You know, when people get older, they're like just rambling.
I don't think he looks too bad, frankly. I think that's an unfair criticism.
So his name's actually Orenthal?
Orenthal, yes. James Simpson. Now, OJ has 796,000 followers already.
He's following 10, and he's tweeted 9 times.
Who's he following? Let's have a look. Khloe Kardashian.
Really?
No, I'm just...
Oh, I was... No, look, I'm one of those followers now.
Okay, so he's following the PGA Tour, Buffalo Bills, NFL, Tim Graham, who is, I don't know, Justin Simpson, must be his son, the Heisman Trophy, USC Football, and Malcolm Laverne. So I don't know who these people are. But that's who OJ following them.
It's just like seeing an accident. You know it's bad, but you want to watch. That's how I feel about this. So it's just going to be fun in that way.
I think I'll follow him too.
Yeah.
I hope he talks more about Chloe. That's hilarious.
She's
sitting there and she's just enjoying her life. And then suddenly this ex-con starts talking about how she's not his. And she's like, but I didn't ever think I was. Now I'm starting to doubt it. Well, I knew Chris and I knew Bob Kardashian. I'm proud of Chloe, like I am of the other girls. It's not a strange thing to say at all.
OJ, please sit down.
So great.
Grandpa OJ.
Good for OJ. This is going to be a fun one to follow.
And then just last story from my side for the morning.
Mm-hmm.
You know the movie Gone Girl that had Ben Affleck in it a couple of years ago? It's based on a novel.
Yes.
Based on a novel of a woman who finds out that her husband has been cheating on her, and she cooks up this elaborate plan to get back at him by faking her own death. And she like says that she was pregnant at a point, and because of the stress of the cheating, then she lost the baby or something along those lines. And she ends up just disappearing. She moves to another town, but there were like payouts, so she ran away with money. It's this proper cooked up story.
Mm-hmm.
Well, from that whole fictional world, there's now a real story in Connecticut right now where a mother of 5 has disappeared. Her name is just Jennifer Dulos. She's 50 years old, and she has now, it's coming out and seems that she has modeled her entire disappearance from the Gone Girl story. So she found out that her husband cheated on her, and so for the past couple of months, she's been cooking up how she's going to disappear and fake her own disappearance, and she's been disappeared now for a month. And her attorney is now saying, no, really, we are worried. We don't know what has happened to her. But this woman clearly is cooked in the head. She has spent the past couple of months faking a journal. She was writing things about where her husband was and how she feels about her life and the fact that she's built up this entire family life together, but now he's not being appreciative.
Oh, my word. She's not letting go.
She left her car randomly on the street. Meanwhile, now CCTV footage is popping up here, then everywhere, of her actually, you know, being around the US. But yeah, I'm just going to keep tabs on this one because she's like freaking sprayed her own blood in the trash cans at home.
Jesus.
To further prove her disappearance, that perhaps she was abducted. If you've watched the movie Gone Girl, you then understand this whole premise of how someone would then get medical bills of like money paid out just to fake their own disappearance. And this woman is now allegedly has done this in real life as well. Proper cooked in the head.
Totally insane.
Just walk away. Leave
no,
it.
You know, when you're just so scorned, you can't just amicably walk away. Now you have to make the person suffer. And wherever she is, if this is true, she's enjoying the fact that now people know her husband was cheating. And people are now looking at the husband like it's all your fault. And look, this innocent, you know, beautiful, upstanding woman has now been abducted because of you. It's just a mess.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right, that's enough crazy for one day.
Between OJ, the cults, and Jennifer Dulos.
What is Jack Nicholson's line in one of my favorite movies, As Good As It Gets? He goes, where do they teach you to talk like that in some Spanish Yahoo want to sell Sing Sing Bar or whatever? Go sell crazy someplace else. We're all stocked up here. He closes the door in her face. I can't remember how it goes. Something like that. All right, that's all we got time for today. Cool. We'll see you tomorrow.
That was fun.
Yeah, have a happy day. And Gorge should be back tomorrow.
Yes, he is.
From all of his adventures in Amsterdam, he'll tell us all about High Rob and plenty of other exciting things. Gorge back tomorrow. Have an excellent day in the company of CliffCentral.com. We'll see you then.
This is CliffCentral.com.